This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating disability exam for Sharon Lynn Arnold, patient's claimant's name, Sharon Lynn, middle name, Arnold, last name, date of birth 3375, date of exam 1-19-2023. The above examinee was sent for consultative examination. It was explained prior to the examination the purpose of the examination and further explained that no physician-patient relationship would be established. It was explained that any treatment issues are concern for the examinee and his physician. Informant, patient herself, allegations, chronic low back pain and pain in both gluteal area and tailbone, radiating to her knees. When she walks, sometimes her knees give out and she falls. She has a constant chronic pain in her lower back and in her buttock area, and hence she cannot sleep at night. She also claims that she has bipolar disorder diagnosed since 2004 and is on multiple medications and cannot hold a job. History presenting illness. Patient stated that these low back and buttock pain started in February of 2020 and has gotten progressively worse. She also claims that the chronic pain disables her from sleeping or doing any activity for a prolonged period of time and hence cannot even hold a job. Her bipolar disorder requires her to take multiple medications, which cause some problems like memory issues and chronic constipation. Past medical history, she has a history of hypothyroidism, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, bipolar disorder, and degenerative disease of her lower back. Past surgical history, she has had a DNC and laparoscopy in 2003, and she says they cleaned out her lower abdomen. Medications. She takes trazodone 150 milligrams one at bedtime for sleep, benztropine 1 milligram twice a day, atorvastatin 80 milligram one at bedtime, losartan HCT 50/12.5 one a day, Lyrica, she's not sure of the strength, she takes 1-3 times a day, tizanidine 4 milligrams once a day, utalvital, although she was asked to take one every 4 to 6 hours as needed for pain, she only takes one twice a day. Citalopram 40 milligram one a day. Abilify, not sure of the strength, one a day. Depakote 15 milligrams at bedtime. Ibuprofen 18 milligrams 3 times a day. Pantoprazole 40 milligrams one a day, and she uses a lidocaine, prilocaine cream as needed in her back and buttock area. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Social history, she's before social history, family history, mother has diabetes in living, father disease from COPD complications. She has a brother who has bipolar disorder, and she has brother has paranoid schizophrenia. And two daughters and one granddaughter and a brother all have bipolar disorder. Social history, she is single, has two children, 18 and 31 years of age. She smokes one packet per day for the last 20 years, denies alcohol use, denies drug use. She is not employed at this time. She has not been able to hold a job for more than 2 days. On examination, patient is 5 feet 7 inches tall, weight is 282 pounds, BMI is 44, pulse 95, blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse ox 98%, temperature 96.1. She is right-handed. This is a 47-year-old Caucasian woman who appears her stated age and is in and is very uncomfortable due to the pain. She cannot stand still or sit down. She is pacing the exam room. HEENT exam, normocephalic, atraumatic, sclera, non-icteric, conjunctiva, normal. No oropharyngeal lesions like erythema, exudate, or lesions. External artery canals normal and no lesions in her nares. Pupils equal reactive to light and accommodation. Extraocular movements intact. Vision, acuity, visual acuity. Without glasses, OD is 20/100 and OS is 20/70 and OU is 20/70. With glasses, OD is 20/30, OS is 20/30 and OU is 20/25. Neck, no thyromegaly or no masses or lymphadenopathy. Cardiovascular, S1 and S2 heard with regular sternum, no gallops or murmurs. Abdomen is obese, soft, not tender, no hepatosplenomegaly, no masses appreciated. Lungs are quite clear. Extremities, no clubbing, cyanosis or edema. Skin, no lesions appreciated. No skin turgor is good and texture is good. Neurologic, general exam. Patient is awake, alert and oriented to time, place, person and situation. She has good eye contact and fluent in speech. Mood is normal at this time. She has taken her morning medications. Thought process is clear. Memory at this time appears to be normal, concentration is good, cranial nerves 2 to 12 intact. Cerebellar, she does have a slow but normal gait, unable to do tandem walking. She cannot stand on her heels or on her toes. Hand-eye coordination was good. At the office visit, she did not bring any assisted devices for ambulation. She was able to walk independently, but she claims she has a cane and a walker at home, does not use it all the time. Muscles, no palpable muscle spasms. Strength is 5x5 in both upper extremities, but 4x5 in both lower extremities. Reflexes are 1 plus bilaterally. Babinski, no response. Nerves, sensory system was intact, normal to light touch throughout. Straight leg raising test is positive bilaterally. Musculoskeletal, no joint swelling, erythema, effusion, tendons, deformity. She is able to lift her arms and she's able to lift, carry, and handle light objects. Was unable to squat. Had lots of difficulty trying to get a rise from a sitting position. Could not do it without assistance. And had a lot of difficulty getting up and down from the exam table. Needed one assist. Not able to walk on heels or toes. Tandem walking was not possible. Could not stand on one foot bilaterally. The claimant has difficulty putting on clothes and shoes. She was cooperative and gave good effort during exam. Review of systems. GI denies abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, but does have constipation. GU denies any problem with urination, no burning or hesitancy. Respiratory, occasionally she has a cough and shortness of breath. She is aware that that's from her smoking. Musculoskeletal, as above. Musculoskeletal, cervical flexion and extension, lateral flexion and rotation, all normal. Shoulder range of motion with the forward, with abduction, forward elevation, internal rotation, external rotation, and adduction, all normal bilaterally. Elbow extension, flexion, supination, pronation, all normal bilaterally. Wrist dorsiflexion, palmarflexion, ulna deviation, radial deviation, all normal bilaterally. Hand MCP flexion, flexion at CMC thumb, PIP flexion, PIP extension, DIP flexion, DIP extension, all normal bilaterally. Thoracolumbar, unable to test this because of severe pain in her lower back. She's not able to do it. Hip, again, movement of the lower back or hip causes a lot of pain and unable to check the hip range of motion. Knee, extension and flexion limited to less than 50 due to pain. Ankle, foot, plantar flexion, dorsiflexion, eversion, inversion, all normal bilaterally. Possible limitations. The claimant cannot be expected to sit, stand, or walk normally in an 8-hour period. She is able to walk slowly without assistive device. Did not bring any assistive device to the office. She can lift up to 10 to 15 pounds. There are bending, stooping, crouching, squatting was not possible in this patient. There's no limitation on reaching, handling, feeling, grasping, and fingering. There was no visual or hearing impairment. She is right-handed. Based on the history and physical, as well as review of the medical records that were available, she does have possibly degenerative disc disease, which is advanced in this case, causing limitations in her gait and mobility. She has chronic pain that is not adequately treated, although she's on multiple medications. She needs further evaluation and treatment.